Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, so much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood, in the blood of the Lamb. The blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Today,
give God some praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just say glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this day, amen. Thank you, God, he has kept us, amen. Thank you, God, for the one more time, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, let's enter in with all faith, hallelujah, ready to receive our change, amen. We come to be changed on today. We didn't come to remain the same, amen, for the Bible says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Amen. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of a terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come nigh your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I decree and declare it over our lives on today, church. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, God's protection in the midst of danger. God doesn't promise a world free from danger, but he does, hallelujah, promise his help whenever we face danger. Come on and enter in on today. With all faith, trust in God, hallelujah, for it all, amen. Knowing that with God all things are possible, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day, oh God, with all faith, oh God. We come humbling ourselves, amen, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you, oh God, and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance this morning. We come praying with a heart of forgiveness, amen. Hallelujah. We come praying with a heart, hallelujah, of thanksgiving, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made us, and we shall rejoice and be glad in, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that have kept those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, as we come this day, we can believe, oh God, oh Lord, for change, oh God, and for help. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help me, Father, we see you in Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship as higher in spirit and in truth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, hallelujah, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask, oh God, that there be a mighty move on today, in the hearts and lives of your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us on today. We come to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. According to what John Bible says in John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to, hallelujah, John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. And out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a heart of intention in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't just come just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come shouting on today. Lord, we thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do even right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, for your words, and that yet while we're still praying, you already answered us. You already moving it. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come praying for breakthrough this morning. Breakthrough in our health, breakthrough in our peace, breakthrough in our marriages, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our ministries, breakthrough in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let breakthrough come, for you are the break, oh God, that goes before us, oh God, making a way out of nowhere. And we just want to say thank you, Father. My Lord, my God, oh Lord, we come on today according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, even pause of the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let that fire burn everly increasing in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen upon us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. Fill these, hallelujah, temples with as much glory as possible, God. Let us receive your Shekinah glory, that all will know that we've been in your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Uphold us with our free spirit, Lord. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken off the way. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with thy spirit and your tender mercies. In loving kindness that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship, but we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let our hands be lifted up as we go through this day, making our life a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life. Unto you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that gives life, not just life, but abundant life. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in all love and admiration, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ may arise within us and over all areas of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah to your name. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. For there's no one greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is being birthed in us and is manifesting itself right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can commune with you and take your place. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we ask that you continue to move right now. We come against every obstacle. We come against every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his angels with the blood of Jesus. And we command you to cease your works and die and read and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God,
every hindrance spirit, lying spirit, spirit of destruction, spirit of interference, spirit of destruction, hallelujah, spirit of devastation. We come against the spirit of oppression, hallelujah, and perversion. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, and affliction, and virus. We come against the spirit of fear, pride, and worry, oppression, and depression. We come against every spirit of lack, shame, and hallelujah. Right now, we come against every spirit of death and poverty. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling on the road and even right now, God, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, bless us in our going out and coming in. There's going to be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-offs, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and everything that's in it, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. As a driver or a passenger, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare right now that we shall live and not die, and decree the words of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, move mighty. Oh, Lord, let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let your word be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, we pray for those that are mourning on today. Amen. Lord, we pray right now. Lord, of all comfort. Lord, of a go hope. Lord, we ask right now that you restore the hope to the family. Lord, that you are comforting right now their time of distress. Lord, we pray that you wrap your arms around those families. In the name of Jesus Christ, restoring the peace, oh God. Lord, that you are with them, oh God. Lord, oh God, hallelujah, that their loved one has went home to be with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, help on today. There's so many things that are going on in this world. Hallelujah. People are dying prematurely. We come against premature death right now with the blood of Jesus. And we declare to cry no more. We declare to God we shall live long life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will enjoy the fruits of our labor. Good God, you have blessed us. Amen. Not just blessed us, but you blessed us to be a blessing. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, and we pray for the world leaders. Amen. Lord, we pray right now, hallelujah, that the leaders of this world, that they will rest upon you, oh God, their spirit will rest up, your spirit will rest upon them, and we believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into their hearts of all world leaders, and that they will do your will. Heavenly Father, that they have hearts, hallelujah, ears attended to your godly counsel. Lord, make them men and women, oh God, of your integrity, that they may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. We pray that the wicked world leaders shall be cut off and rooted out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, your God has answered by fire. Oh, Lord, burn up the works of the enemy, oh God, and the evil doers of this world, and Satan and his angels. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Heavenly Father, you are our refuge and a stronghold in time of trouble. So we decree and declare with our mouth that your people dwell and safely in this land, and we prosper abundantly. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We give thanks unto you, Lord. That the good news of the gospel is published in our land. Amen. The word of the Lord prevails and grows mighty in the hearts and lives of the people. We give thanks for this land and our leaders that you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the protection of our children. We decree and declare victory over their lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the school, in the workplace, oh God. Wherever they may go, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you've encamped your war angels around us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ, the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances and persecutions, torments and lies of the enemy that is trying to send our way. They are in the future. We claim victory on today and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rules of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. We decree and declare according to Job 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and in his holy name. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Will you bless, oh Lord, bless us, amen? Will you multiply, oh God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Do a new thing right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, help on today. Oh, Lord, we need your help, oh Lord. We need continued help from you, oh God. For all things belong to you. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you that you are for us. For your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you on today as we get to the end, oh God. Oh, Lord, we decrease us so that you may have all the increase in us that we may be able to receive us, that our spirit may be open, oh God, that we may receive the grace pouring in that you have for us, oh God. Hold us and fill us to overflowing us, that we'll be able to give to one we come in contact with, oh God, and that they may be able to receive and be delivered and set free, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray right now that you increase us in love, oh God, that we will love like Christ, oh God, and be quick to forgive, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for your hands of protection. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our hearts. Oh, Lord, we thank you for restoration. Oh, Lord, that you're restoring the health right now. That you're restoring marriages, amen. You're restoring the finances. You're restoring our careers and businesses, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for restoration of relationships. That the enemy has caused separation and division. Lord, we pray for unity on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for you calling us to be unified, for we are all one body, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ being the head. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name, that we can decree and declare, because all that was done on the cross in Calvary, that our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, Jesus Christ has done, that we are the light of the world and salt of the earth, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless your name on today. Lord, give us new eyes to see, oh God, and ears to hear from you. Oh, Lord, help us to speak your word. Lord, we ask that you anoint our mouths right now, that we not speak according to this world, oh God, but according to your word, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, let a fresh oil, God, be upon our heads. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your word says that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. We decree and declare our freedom on today, and that we will not go back, amen, from that you have delivered us from. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, we ask that you be our strength. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, hallelujah, for this new day, oh God. We can't thank you enough, Father God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ and that it all is well with us in our home. And we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about, over every home, all that we have and all that we will have. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
We welcome you with the love of Christ, my Lord, my God. We're having some technical difficulties, so I thank you all for hanging in there with us. We were still having church and still praying and speaking the word of God, but I noticed that the system had dropped and we had to get back on. So I just thank those who held on to the line going through these technical difficulties here. I pray you all are doing well, and I believe you are. In Christ Jesus, amen. Welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us here in Sunday service, we want to welcome you this morning. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I am Apostle Tawani Manning.
Yes, I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we welcome you today. Amen. We welcome all from around this country, I mean, this state, this city, this world. Amen. Houston, Texas, all in Texas, all in Louisiana and Alabama, Mississippi and Illinois. Hallelujah. New York, New Jersey. Hallelujah. Just all around. We thank God for you, those who called in today. Those of you all that stayed on the line when the system was acting up and dropping the calls, that you stayed holding on or call back. And those that are listening online, we know sometimes we have the enemy will try when God's word is going forth to try to shut it down. But we just keep on keeping it, keep on keeping on, just allowing God to have his way that we will see. No matter what the situation or circumstances are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to say something for a minute? Good morning. Good morning. We had a long night. Well, we should say morning. We didn't lay down until about, I don't know about you guys, about 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, just trying to settle from all the excitement of yesterday with work and everything. So, again, we welcome you all. We thank you all for being patient with us this morning. And as we know, each Sunday morning we always have a communion. So we're going to be preparing for our communion this morning. We will have a song selection here, and then we'll be right back. Amen. So grab all that you need to partake in communion this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Less of me and more of you is what I need.
there's a worshiper out there that'll join me. Come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. At this time, we're going to take communion. Since you have your elements, your bread, your cracker, juice, wine. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down with 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom comes, till the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you, all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. Lord Jesus, we remember your broken body. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us in the name of Jesus. We remember you, how you suffered for us. We remember how you were beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes and your stripes alone, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us. So we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat it. Hallelujah. Your word says, Father, in 1 Corinthians, that after the supper, that Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Thank you, Lord. Your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving in our heart. And everybody that do agree, you say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you have taken away all of our sins. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you have covered us with your blood. And because you are a finished work, every single thing that is working in us, we too are finished work through Christ Jesus. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have two song selections, and we'll be back for the preach word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stay right there with us. Hallelujah.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Are we going home, y'all? Old school. Yeah.
And no matter how you
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you heal us and that you cure us and that you deliver us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to worry about man and we don't have to depend on man, just depend on you. Amen. And we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence. And help me to welcome my beautiful wife who will be bringing this message this morning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, a woman that God has risen up, you know, for this appointed time, have raised her up, have prepared her for the message that's going to go forth this morning. A praying woman, diligent, dedicated to her church, dedicated to her family, dedicated, you know, to God most of all. Amen. I would like for y'all to help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for another opportunity to be here in the land of the living, that God has given us another chance to serve. Amen. We've been called to serve, so I just thank God for another opportunity to be able to serve. Amen. God bless everyone who's here in Sunday service. Let us pray as we receive the word on today. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you sent your word. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. That you walked amongst us. Amen. That you came, amen, to fulfill it. All that your Father has set you out to do. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. We give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, Lord God. Come, Lord Jesus, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it all over to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, praise, hallelujah, unto you. Amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. Oh, Lord, I ask that you anoint my mouth, oh God, to speak your word, oh God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that lives will be changed, oh God, that strongholds will be broken and chains will fall off and be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare right now that, hallelujah, that you are on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done. I bind my will to the will of our Father. Amen. And my mind to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may arise and operate in me fully in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We enter in with all faith that we may receive, hallelujah, most of our grace and abundance of thy peace, oh God. Hallelujah. And on today, Lord God, I ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to cause confusion in this message that will go forth, oh God. Hallelujah. That will cause unbelief, oh God, in the message that's going to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command every unteachable spirit to, hallelujah, to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare it is so and it shall be. No other way, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome again, church family and loved ones. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to get right into the word. I was asking God this morning, what is the word that you want to go forward, Lord? Lord, help me. I don't know where to go. There's many things I could preach about, but Lord, what is it that you want me to say to your people, Lord God, to your children, because we are God's children, amen? And the word came back to me again and saying, two are better than one, hallelujah. How many of y'all know that two are better than one, hallelujah? Hallelujah. Sometimes we even get a backup phone. Amen. We'll get a backup generator just in case, because we know two is better than one. Just in case, they always talk about the plan B. Understand the plan B is, hallelujah, having more than one. Amen. At least having two. Hallelujah. Some of us say, I'm going to have my regular car. I'm going to give me a backup car in case something happened with this car. How many of you know that two is better than one? Hallelujah. And knowing that when God sends someone for you, amen, it's to help you. Amen. So we're going to hit back on that topic, and I was just going, okay, Lord, this is the word, because if you ever been to one of my shows, you'll see that I'm running here and there, and it's always good to have that help, and God sends us help, amen, hallelujah. So don't reject the help that God has sent you, amen, saying, I can do it all by myself, hallelujah. If God wanted you to do it all by yourself, hallelujah, he wouldn't have called someone to be a part of it so that you can be able to do more. You don't have to do it all by yourself. A lot of us want to do it all by ourselves, but no, God has called us to be united, hallelujah. If you go over with me to the book of Ecclesiastes this morning, chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. For the sake of the time on this platform, I won't be before you long on today. Hallelujah. The God's word is powerful in itself. Amen. No need to add to it or take away anything from it. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. I'll give you all a second there to get there. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12, that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will warm. They will keep warm, but how can one be warm alone? Verse 12 says, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. We look at the scripture on this morning. Hallelujah, church. I want us to understand when God was bringing this word back to me before, it's been preached before. Hallelujah. But sometimes we got to remember what the word of God is telling us, is saying to us, and what it's calling us to do. Amen. See, a lot of times we want to be an island. Hallelujah. But we have not been called to be an island. Amen. We're called to be unified. We're called to come together. Amen. So to God's word, said, no.
Amen.
I didn't call you to be separated. I didn't call you to be by yourself. You decided on your own to be by yourself. Now something has happened and you're needing the help. See, God is sending you help. The other is the help. The other is the help. The two is the help to help one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, I want you to understand, if you're by yourself, you say, I'm fine all by myself. I want you to understand you are deceiving your own self. My Lord, my God. Amen. So the Bible here, when we look at these scriptures, just understand the value of a friend, a value of having a wife, a value of having a husband, a value of having someone and having that relationship. Amen. Having someone there for you, hallelujah, because it's important, because the Bible tells us that two are better than one. Even when Noah went into the ark, amen, he didn't just take one of everything. He took two of everything. There's goodness when you bring two. There's multiplication. There's bearing of fruit. Amen. When there are two, hallelujah, there's greater. The Bible says it's greater reward. So see, there are advantages to cooperating with others. I want you to understand life is designed for companionship, not isolation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For intimacy. Not loneliness. I want you to understand some people prefer isolation, thinking that they cannot trust anyone. See, we are not here on earth to serve ourselves, however, but to serve God and others. Amen. Don't isolate yourself and try to go at it alone. Amen. Seek companions. Amen. Be a team member. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God on today, because this is a very important word, because it is so important, because we have been so divided. We have went about things on our own, and a lot of some people have gotten hurt because they tried to do it by themselves. Amen. When somebody tried to give you a helping hand and said, hey, brother, hey, sister, let me help you with that. Hey, that's going to hurt you if you do it by yourself. Two is better than one. We have to come out that place of pride. We got to stop allowing that spirit of pride to operate in us, amen, because a prideful spirit would come a fall. I want you to understand that there's destruction when you operate with pride, saying, I don't need nobody but me.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that two are better than one. When we look in the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, hallelujah, I hope I'm not speeding through this. I just pray that you get the message. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you decide to be by yourself, that's something that you decided to do, and it's causing more harm than hurt. Amen. You may have connected yourself with the wrong people. Understand. Hallelujah. You got to let God's will be done to connect you to the one that God has for you. Amen. So that you can receive that reward. Amen. So that you can operate with the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. When we look in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and I'm coming out the New King James Version. The Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is in the beginning. Hallelujah. When God created man, he said, it is not good. This is our Heavenly Father. This is the all-sovereign God. Said, it is not good for man to be. What is that? I mean, I want us to understand. We said, it is not good for man to be alone. He said, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to make him a comparable companion. Understand is, if God said it, if God himself, the creator of all, in all for us, said, it is not good for us to be alone. Amen. If he said it, everything that he created, and he had to look back and say, wait a minute, everything had a companion. Everything was paired up. And he looked at man, and man was alone. He said, it is not good for man to be alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to get this word on today and understand and see God's creative work was not complete until he made woman. He could have made her from the dust of the ground as he made man, but God chose, however, to make her from the man's flesh and bone. See, in doing so, he illustrated us that in marriage, man and woman symbolically became one flesh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, this is a mystical union of the couple's heart and lives. I want us to understand it is not good for man to be alone. It's not good, hallelujah, for you to decide I'm going to be by yourself. We all need help, amen. And see, I want you to understand that God works through people. See, you're asking God, hey, Lord, help me, Lord God. And he's seeing you someone to be the help because he's working in that person for you. I don't want y'all to miss that this morning. I don't want y'all to miss that this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 22, it says, he who finds a wife, hallelujah, finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. See, there is favor, hallelujah, and there too. Hallelujah. See, this verse, they said it is good to be married, but God created marriage for our enjoyment, and he pronounced it good. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verse 19 through 20, hallelujah, verse 19 through 20 says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them, hallelujah, by my Father in heaven. Verse 20 says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. See, Jesus looked ahead to a new day when he would be present with his followers, not in body, but through his Holy Spirit. In the body of believers, which is we are the church, the sincere agreement of two people is more powerful than the superficial agreement of thousands. Because Jesus Christ, hallelujah, because his Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will and not their own, and their request will be granted. Church, two are better than one. Or you by yourself on today. Or you by yourself thinking, I can do this. I got this. Amen. Do you understand if you had that extra help? Amen. I just want to give you, hallelujah, an experience in my life. Understanding before I got married, there were only certain things I could do. But when I got married to my husband, hallelujah, things became greater. I could do more because I had my help. And see, hallelujah, and understand that two is greater than one. And when you start thinking, hallelujah, you know what? I can just leave and do my own thing. And you realize, hallelujah, with that you'll be nothing because now you're by yourself. And that God has called you to be as united, now you're going to lack those things. Then you're going to lack that support. There's so much lacking it when you're trying to do it by yourself. See, the enemy, hallelujah, the devil will try to deceive you and say, hallelujah, he will tell you to speak these words. I don't need nobody but me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go around singing that song by Beyonce, me, myself, and I. God didn't call you to be me, myself, and I. Hallelujah. He called you to be united.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in 1:6-7, and he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. The disciples were sent out. I want us to see this. The disciples were sent out, hallelujah, in pairs, individually. They can have reached more areas. Hallelujah. I want us to understand this. They could have reached more areas of the country, but this was not God. This was not Christ's plan. One advantage in going out by twos was that they could strengthen and encourage each other, especially when they faced rejection or hallelujah. See, our strengthening comes from God, but he meets many of our needs through our teamwork with each other. Amen. So as you serve Christ, don't try to go at it alone. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:17, hallelujah, it says, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another.
Yeah.
It didn't say that one man sharpens himself. It says iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, hallelujah, how important this is. See, there is a mental sharpness that comes from being around good people. See, and a meeting of minds can help people see their ideas with new clarity and refine them and shape them, hallelujah, into brilliant insights. See, this requires discussions and partners who can challenge each other and stimulate thoughts. And people who focus on the idea without involving their egos in the discussion. See, people who, hallelujah, who know how to attack the thought and not the thinker. See, two friends who bring their ideas together can help each other become sharper. There are times me and my husband, I ask him, I said, hey, what do you think about this? I want to do this, and he'll give me his, he'll give me his input, and I said, okay, and I let it, digest. And see, there are things that I cannot see. And I'll ask him, say, tell me what you see. show me, because a lot of times you can't see it for yourself. You need someone else there to show you and help you and guide you and show you other ways. And there's things that you just cannot do on your own. You can try to scratch your back on your own. You can get a back scratch. Hallelujah. They created so many things that people feel like, I don't need nobody. I have this. I have that. I can do this myself. But we are called to be together. The Bible says two is better than one. Hallelujah. 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 See, I want us to understand how this works as we get ready to wrap up here. And I do apologize for such a short time. I didn't know how I was going to get on this morning. I asked God to be my strength, amen, because I tell you, aches and pain and not enough sleep on both parts, me and my husband, I just thank God for him. I thank God for the unity that we have here as a married couple, but God has brought us together and we are flourishing, amen, in it. We are flourishing in it. And I just thank God for him. Amen. In the Bible, there were, when we talk about two being better than one, church, I think about the story of Ruth, who was there for Naomi. Ruth was for Naomi, better than seven sons who birthed a son to Naomi, who had lost her, had lost her own. And see, Aaron was Moses' spokesman to the people to bring God's people out of Egypt. Elisha was Elijah's successor, receiving the transfer of authority of Elijah's mantle, receiving a double portion to be used by God. Abraham was for Lot. The Bible says in Genesis 19 and 29, it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. I want us to understand that John the Baptist was a forerunner for Jesus. Two is better than one. John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus. See, John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. People who do not know Jesus needed to be prepared to meet him. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 3 and 13 through 15, chapter 3, hallelujah, verses 3, 13 through 15, it says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And hallelujah, and are you coming to me? And verse 15 said, but Jesus answered and said to him, meant it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. I want you to understand, to fulfill all righteousness means to accomplish God's mission. Jesus saw his baptism as an advance in God's work on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you turned away the one that God has sent? Hallelujah for you. Amen. Have you turned away the one that God sent to be united in you, whether hallelujah in friendship, whether in holy matrimony? Have you sent the one away that God has sent for you, amen, to thrust you to the next level, amen, in your assignment here on earth. My Lord, my God.
My Lord.
Yeah. When we talk about two is better than one. And I love the story of Jonathan and David. Hallelujah. They had such a love for one another, such great brotherly love. Jonathan was the son of King Saul. So King David became his best friend. They became best friends. And the Bible says they made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. So when King Saul sought to kill David, Jonathan, his son, was covering up for David. One of the, he reported back to David the plans of his father. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 13, that may the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report to you and send you away that you may go in safety. I want us to understand how important two is on today. How important two was better than one. There was no way David could fulfill that mission, hallelujah, without having Jonathan as his help, as his help during that time. Hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, if you don't remember anything else, two is better than one. As I wrap up here in this service this morning, I thank God for the word this morning. I hope bringing it back to us, amen, that it's a help to us and understand we need the help. We need the help. Even in a time of prayer, you know, I have people call me all the time and say, I can't even pray for myself. I'm talking about apostles and prophets where they've come to a point where I just can't even open my mouth. Something is holding me back. I need help. I need you to pray for me. I need you to come in agreement with me. I need you to touch and agree with me right now so we can move this mountain. Amen. Hallelujah. I need you to touch and agree with me right now. I need somebody that's believing and trusting God for it with me so we can come together and understanding there's power in agreement. Hallelujah. I don't need a whole lot of people. I just need the one. Hallelujah. That God has sent to help. Hallelujah. To be my help. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that one of the unique things about Ecclesiastes is that its wisdom is beneficial regardless of your belief in God. The wisdom shown in these verses that I've given you all here, consider yourself a follower. I want us to understand right now in these verses can be agreed with even if you don't consider yourself a follower of Jesus. There are many other, you know, men and women, a non-Christian proverbs that support the wisdom stated in these verses of Proverbs, like two heads are better than one. As we said in the beginning here, that no man is an island. See, it is truly amazing to see the way that truths revealed in the scriptures are not only true because we find them in the Bible, because, hallelujah, but because the truth is what? The truth. Two are better than one. See, many allude to two are better than one, referring to marriage. And this certainly can be applied to the partnership within marriage. I want us to understand it, but it is by no means limited to the union of marriage. The principle, I want us to understand, the principle of two being better than one can be applied to any partnership or aspect of life. To be alone isn't necessarily seen as a negative, but when you add another person to your life, the situation is usually better. God did not intend for man to be alone, so he created woman. I want us to get this before we wrap up here. He created woman from the man. Hallelujah. And understand this. He created woman for the man. Hallelujah. He didn't just create her just to be amongst. He created woman for the man. He created her from him and for him. Hallelujah. As we wrap up here today, church, I thank you. I thank you all for being here. You could have been anywhere else. Amen. But we thank God on today for this word as we get ready to wrap up. I thank you, Father God, again. Hey, to bring back to my remembrance. Amen. When I get besides myself. Hallelujah. How you blessed us, oh God, to be unified, oh God. How Jesus sent the two out to make sure that they had a good report. Amen. See, two is a better way, a more fruitful way to live life alongside other people. Two are better than one, hallelujah, in different aspects of life, such as working, during moments of weakness and basic survival, or during moments of attack. See, these are general life circumstances, but that's because this truth can really be applied to any part of your life. Two are better than one. It continues to be true over and over again. In moments of temptation, it is far better to have someone beside you to keep you accountable and help prevent you from falling into sin. See, in moments of despair, it's far better to have someone alongside you to encourage you and to combat the lies or negative thoughts that fight for your attention. In moments of failure, it's far better to have another person beside you to walk through the pain with you, amen, and to help you get back to your feet or get back on your feet. Amen. Two are better than one. See, the Bible, the biblical reason why two is better than one, God himself is a relational God. He exists within the community of the Trinity. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are in an everlasting relationship with one another. See, hallelujah, as a natural, as image bearers of the triune God, we too are meant to live in community with others. Amen. Not only in this, the example that we have been given is, but it comes with great benefits. Amen. See, all throughout the New Testament, God is calling the body of Christ to display his glory and to share his message. The purpose is for each believer to serve as part of the free, hallelujah, of the whole. Amen. The mission of God is carried out through the entire body of Christ as we walk together with one another. But the gathering, hallelujah, of fellow believers also for the benefits of us as individuals. The Bible calls us to stay in unity with one another, to lift each other up, to encourage each other, and to even, hallelujah, bear one another's burdens. It is within the context of relationship that the body of Christ, hallelujah, thrives. Amen. It's within the community that the glory of God shines the brightest. Two is truly better than one because, hallelujah, because this is how God created it to be.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the back of your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought back to our remembrance, amen. Hallelujah. That it is you that created us to be a hallelujah relational, amen. From the very beginning, God created us to be in a relationship with others. Not only are we to live in relationship with other people, but with God as well. I want you to look back just for me, back up here at Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. And the image explained, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. The three-strand cord is understood to be unity between yourself, God, and another person. It is within the context of relationship we shared unity in God that bound us in even stronger as the love of Jesus Christ pours through us. We are better equipped to pour love into others. The Christian faith has never been about solely building your relationship with Jesus about, but about how the redemption received in Jesus needs to be shared with others. It's not only on this side of eternity that community will be the central focus of life. It will be in heaven too. Our life will always be about community with hallelujah, with God and others. It's through relationship with others and God that we truly live the life God created for us. Life is better with others, amen. Not only because of the way it will personally benefit you, but because it's the greatest way to display the glory of God, amen. Jesus said the greatest command, the greatest commands are to love God and to love others. This is what life is all about, church. Anything else you are pursuing outside of this will leave you empty-handed and hallelujah and longing for more. It's only the pursuit of loving God and loving others that we hallelujah that will truly give you the fulfillment and purpose in life. Do not let the enemy deceive you by mentioning to your mind that you don't need nobody. Amen. I can do bad all by myself. See, when God did hallelujah, when God did not intend for you to be alone, blessings come in too. Hallelujah. Will there be one on today? Will there be one on the doors of the church? Two or better than one. Let us touch and agree with you all today. If you're needing prayer, hallelujah. That's the man.
Amen, amen. What a blessed word this morning. The doors of the church are open. I pray that every single one had an opportunity to receive this message and to receive the Holy Spirit's instruction and his guidance. Now, if you have heard this message and God is, you know, God, he tugs on your heart. We need to understand that. God tugs on your heart. And what he's inviting you to do is to come to him. God is inviting you to come to him, to come to Jesus, to be a part of his house, to be a part of his team, to be a part of his family. A holy priesthood. Hallelujah. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, whether you are online or whether you are here right here and on this prayer line with us, I would like for you to lift up those holy hands and I want you to pray this here with me.
Yes, Lord.
Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner.
Okay. I am a sinner.
And I thank you, Father God, that you had died for each and every one of my sins, Father. I thank you, Father, that you have given your life for me. You have given your life up that I may have life. I confess, Father God, that you went to hell for me. For me. And you paid the price. That I don't have to pay that price. You are that sacrifice, and I thank you. I confess with my mouth that the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead, and that right now you're sitting on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, interceding for me, and I thank you.
Thank you.
I ask you right now, Father God, to come into my heart, and to be my Lord and personal Savior.
My Lord.
And I thank you.
Thank you. Lord.
And I say right now, by faith, that I am saved.
Jesus.
It is in your name, Lord Jesus,
Jesus, thank you for saving me. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, Apostle Tawanika and I would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. Amen. Amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
Today.
Yes, Lord.
What this means is that now, if anything was to happen right now, and you leave this world, going to be with the Lord. You're going home to be with the Lord. See, a lot of us don't even know that. A lot of us don't even know that. There are many of us that do know that, but have you actually confessed with your mouth? The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and 9, it says, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And if you will believe it in your heart that he died and that he rose from the dead, that you are saved. But if you don't do that with your mouth, how can you say that you believe that with your heart? So I thank you, Father God, that you made it all possible for us through Christ Jesus. Amen. If you are in need of prayer, if there's something that you are in need of right now, we're all in need of something. We would like for you to press one. I'd like for you to press one right now. If you're online, call in 845-277-9213, then press one. If you're in need of prayer, whether it's prayer for yourself, your household, your sons and daughters, is there prayers for something that's going on in your relationship, whether it's prayers for a brother or sister, you know, come, press one and come in prayer. See, the word went forth today and says two are better than one. There may be something that you have been praying about and you have not seen it manifest. That's why the word of God says that if two or three are gathered together in my name that are touching and agreeing, he said, there I am in the midst of, I'm in the middle of. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, he said, that I will do. That's what Jesus said, that I will do. Don't you know that's that too? And I don't know about you, but this life that I'm living, I can't afford to be alone. Neither, and more, I can't afford to be without Jesus in my life. That's that too. If you are looking for a church home, see, the word went forth today says two is better than one. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry right there where you are, whether you're in Houston, Texas, or New York, or whether you're in Chicago, Illinois, or Shreveport, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, or wherever you are, wherever you are right now, we invite you to press one. Press one. Hallelujah. We're just going to love on you. We're going to love on you through the lens of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, through God's eyes. Everybody, we know when we're not loving. But see, when we come together, united as one, we need to know that God's in the middle of that thing. And the very thing that's going to be going on is loving one another. See, that's why we say come. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that came. We thank you, Father God, for every single body that got saved today. We thank you, Father God, for every single mind and every single heart that received you today.
Yes, Lord.
Your word is forever established in heaven, so we establish your word right here on earth right now. We establish your word on earth, and we thank you, Father God. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us and over all that is concerning us. And we don't have to worry about a thing because you're able to do all things.
Yes,
abundant,
Lord,
and exceedingly more than we can ever imagine. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you
thank
have already
you.
Done it all. See, Father God,
yes,
we thank you that our prayers go from do it for us, and it goes to thank you, Father, that you have done it for us.
Thank you.
That's our faith. Our faith is in your finished work. We thank you, Father God, that you have done it all. You have already done it. In those places in our life, Father God, where we don't see it, we realize that it's because we have not received it. We have not confessed it. We have, with our mouths, Father God, we realize that there's something maybe blocking us in itself. It's not that it's not done. It's that
we haven't come to you yet and acknowledge that you have done it.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
In your name that we pray, and the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you today.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering for the sake of time here. I'm going to speed through a little bit. If you have your tithes and offering, Cash App is Pastor Chantel. Again, our Zelle is not working at this time, but you can Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, O God, that you blessed us to be a blessing. Make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as our children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and to distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kid's generous heart. And we give, O God, freely, O God, on today. We are cheerful givers because you have blessed us in abundance. And we thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our church announcements on today are as follows. We are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. We're a senior pastor is Pastor Doris A. Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Minister on the roster is Minister Learn Green. Our announcements are Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study here on our church line. Pastor Manning is leading that charge as we continue the lesson of God is Life. And on Sunday, we have our Sunday service, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Join us at those times. Hallelujah. And I believe we wish everyone a happy birthday. They're celebrating their birthday in the month of September. This is the last week of September. Amen. So we bless God as we enter into our new month of October. That God will bless this week and bless every blessed birthday to all that are celebrating. May God continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you. May God bless you with long life, good health and strength and peace and joy be your portion. Amen. All the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Happy anniversary to those who are celebrating their wedding anniversary. May God continue to bless your union and favorite. Amen. May it be fruitful, amen, and flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for long life together for you and your significant other, knowing that two is better than one, amen, that you're unified.
Yeah.
In the Lord's name, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God keep you. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I do believe that concludes our announcements for today. We are preparing for discipleship training. If you have not already received or purchased your material that you need to be a part of that, please do so. The time is drawing near. As we're going to be entering to October. I believe that's going to be on Saturday. So you have a little bit of time if you have not already. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, the senior pastor, Doris A. Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. Again, you know, what a blessed word this morning. I pray that every, you know, body that got a chance to hear this word, you know that you are already blessed, and you realize that you are already blessed. Amen.
Amen.
If you do have an opportunity, do come to 2 p.m. service. The word of God is going forth at the 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we are 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And whatever time it is in your time zone, you are more than welcome here to come to Sunday service afternoon. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, to do God's will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen.
And enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Don't allow Satan or the people that dwell in him, amen, to strip the word of God out of your mouth and take it off of your mind. Believe this, that Satan is here. He is here to try to discredit the word or get your mind off of what the word of God says. Believe me when I tell you, immediately when we get off of this line, you'll see all of the temptations and things that come around. But stay strong, rooted in the Lord. Apostle Talanik and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan is a defeated foe, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
yeah.
One time.
the love of the grandma. My all, my life. Said I wanna hear you say, when you call my name, can't wait to get there on a great day. Said when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Been all